Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. Report on a political meeting held by the Electors Association. On this day, November 3rd in the year 1951, the Barbados Advocate reported on a political meeting held at the yard of Porter's Plantation, St. James, by the Electors Association, which at the time was the opposition party in the Barbados House of Assembly. The meeting was held in support of the candidature of Mr. J.H. Wilkinson and Mr. E.K. Walcott, who were hoping to be returned as the representatives for St. James. Within this era, Barbados had double member constituency representation. The headline of the report stated that at the meeting, Mr. Wilkinson made the call that more hospitals should be provided. The article, in further reference to Mr. Wilkinson's speech, reported that, quote, "Very often the general hospital is overcrowded and government has done nothing to improve the conditions," end quote. Mr. Wilkinson pointed out that he had just returned to Barbados from England and Boston, where he had traveled to receive medical attention to his eye. He lauded the treatment that he and other patients had received and promised that if the Electors Association was given the reins of government, they would provide a similar quality of health care as he had received overseas. In continuing his address to the audience, Mr. Wilkinson explained that there were significant differences between the Electors Association and the ruling coalition of the Granny Adams-led Barbados Labour Party and the West Indian National Congress of Binta Crawford. According to Mr. Wilkinson, the main difference between those Labour parties and his party was, quote, "free enterprise as against nationalization," end quote. He further pointed out that the members of parliament from his party did not waste time repeating each other in parliament just to get their speeches in the press, but gave speeches on different topics affecting the people. Additionally, Wilkinson reminded the audience that his party had prevented much, quote, "unwise legislation" from being passed in the House, end quote. Declaring that he was not schooled in finance, Mr. Wilkinson was, however, quick to point out his belief that he and his party knew much more than the Barbados Labour Party and their advisors. Particularly, he warned that increased taxation would be needed to finance the government's ambitious education program and posited that very soon the only area the government would be financing would be education. Clearly, Mr. Wilkinson and his party were against the expansion of educational opportunities. In stating his case for the return of his conservative-leaning party to governance, Mr. Wilkinson explained that in the United Kingdom, where there were 50 million working-class people in the electorate, those people had elected a conservative government. He therefore wanted the abundant working class of Barbados to do the same. This election was the first in Barbados held under universal adult suffrage. Therefore, Mr. Wilkinson and his party knew that regardless of his warnings and promises, the predominantly black majority working class population of Barbados now held the legal right in this election to rid the House of Assembly of merchant planter control.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.